Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our very first solo broadcast of Westerly Commits to Health here on WBLQ AM 1230. We are brought to you by Westerly Fitness. My name is Annabelle Montalbano, and I will be your host today and every Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And I just want to say that I'm really happy to be here. I want to thank Chris DePaula. I want to thank Lauren and Brian and Mark Sullivan for giving us this great opportunity, welcoming us to the home of WBLQ. And without going any further, I want to welcome our very first guest, which we couldn't start our first show without him. I want to say a special welcome to Michael Volpe. He is the new owner of Westerly Fitness and my new boss. Welcome, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, Westerly. I'm great, thank you. It's a nice morning. Sun is shining, so couldn't be asking for anything more than that.
It's a gorgeous day out. We'll see what happens later on with the humidity here. But, you know, it's been a great weekend here, a great week, rather, here at in Westerly, and we're looking for an even better weekend. So I want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
I am thrilled beyond to be working with someone who has a great background as you do. It's going to bring a lot of great new life to Westerly Fitness. We're very excited. We've been so happy with the way things are going, and it was time to go into a different direction, and it was perfect timing for everyone involved. I know you're happy. You're excited.
I am.
So let's start off with talking a little bit about you. So tell us about you, Michael. Who are you?
I've been involved in the fitness industry in multiple ways for about 10 years. Started off just working behind the desk as a normal staff member at a gym in Warwick. And I enjoyed doing it. I enjoyed working out. That slowly led to wanting to become a fitness trainer. So I took that step. I got certified through ACE, which is one of the best companies in the world. Started training people, moved away from working at the gym and just doing fitness training. And then a couple years ago, I said to myself, the supplement industry is big and there's a lot of not great products on the shelves. I started looking into what am I actually putting in my body because nutrition is so important.
Right.
And I said, you know, maybe I could do it better. And my motto is if you're going to do it, you got to put 100% into it and you got to do it right. So that's what I did. 2 years ago, I started up SBV, High Quality Supplements, and I've been distributing my products, protein powders, pre-workout products, throughout the state. We're expanding, trying to get into new states. And then I said, well, how can I tie this all together? I said, I'd love to own a gym. I'd love to just be in charge, be able to create the gym that I want to work out in. So I started looking around, and the timing just worked out perfectly. That one day I popped into Westerly
right.
Fitness to give you samples of
yeah.
my product, and you told me, hey, you know, the gym's for sale. And I got on the phone with the owner, and 3 weeks later, it was all wrapped up and done.
Yeah,
and
it was
here we are.
Very exciting for us. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes you ask yourself whether or not you say anything that is supposed to be, you know, kept between management only. But when you walked in, and we had been trying to get your product into Westerly Fitness for a while now, it just wasn't working out. And when you walked in, I said, you know what? This is a really good opportunity because I saw immediately when you walked in that you were someone that was sincere. And that's something that I fortunately can see off the bat with someone. And I knew immediately that I could tell you,
you
know, and taking you around and showing you the potential of Westerly Fitness and seeing your reaction and that you were very serious, I was pretty confident in saying, you know, here's a number. This is you. Go take off and try to make this happen.
Yeah. And I have to give credit to the former owner.
Oh,
he did
absolutely.
Such a phenomenal job. And I have to thank Dion for giving me this opportunity because
right.
he did a great job.
Absolutely.
He has very little background in the fitness industry, but he put a gym together and he built it to a great point. And now it's my chance to grab it where it is mm-hmm. and then turn it into something absolutely amazing that all the members will love. And, you know, when you go to the gym, you should look forward to it.
Absolutely.
You should be excited about going to the gym. And I think that what's going to unfold over the coming months and years will really get the people of Westerly very excited about working out.
One of the things that I felt immediately when I walked into Westerly Fitness back in the end of October of last year was that the size of it gave us an opportunity to be a little bit more intimate and to get to know people on a more personal basis.
Mm-hmm.
And having met with Dion briefly, just to meet him and Lynn Leslie, you know, his wife, really seeing what they were all about and how they came to own this. It's a really great story, and it gave me a lot of motivation to give more. Right. You know, this is where I thought, you know, I could really pay something back to this great community that's been so good to me by offering them assistance with their health and fitness. Because that's the kind of thing that now we're looking at as a society, that it's our responsibility. We have to do our share. And right. in order to do your share, you have to be educated. You have to have a place that you can go to for support, motivation, and education, and to have action planned for you so that you can take your goals and achieve results. And one of the things that struck me about what you said, actually, I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday, when you said to me that we are a results-driven gym now.
Right.
And that is fabulous, because like you said, Dion and Lynn really started to trend off well. They built this gym up. They opened the doors to the community. They gave everyone a great rate to have them come in, and realizing that fitness is a right and not a luxury. Mm-hmm. Now we're at the point where now it's time to grow and help our club members evolve with us. So right. tell me a little bit more about what you were meaning by we are now a results-driven gym.
Well, when hundreds of people walk through the doors of the gym every day. Mm-hmm. And when you walk through the door, though, each person has to be treated as an individual. They all have a unique story. You need to be able to sit down with them and make them feel like it's their gym, that they're not just another person
Number.
Walking through the
right.
door, another dollar sign walking
right.
through the door. So I've partnered with some unbelievable fitness trainers in the area, and we're going to offer free consultation to them. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that they have a goal in place and that they can achieve that goal through whether it's through strength training, through group exercise, spinning classes, whatever way they want to work out, we're going to try to offer that to them and make sure that they feel special. They feel as though their questions, concerns, and ideas are being listened to, mm-hmm. and that they can get the results that they want. Because you don't join a gym to just give me your $25 a month.
Right.
You join a gym to get results.
Right.
Why else would you go to the gym?
Exactly. When you walk through that door as a staff member, one of the things that we really need to be clear of, they're walking through that door for a reason.
Exactly.
Half the battle is they walk through the door. The next battle is trying to really figure out through a great conversation with our potential club members, where are you coming from? Mm-hmm. What has been your experience with fitness? What made you leave, you know, a gym if you were in one? What made you want to start up again? Where can we fit you in here? How can we help you? And having worked the last 2 weeks with you and with the new trainers, which we are going to be having a trainer come on the show one at a time, mm-hmm. so that the public gets to know them and
Great.
What they're all about, gave me even more motivation. And I know that the rest of the staff is also pumped up, because we've been wanting to really go further with our club members for a while. And we knew that there was going to be a time of transition, and it's happening now. What mm-hmm. was really great to experience was that we're not looking at December when we have plans into action. We're looking at now.
Exactly.
They're already in action. We have new group classes. We have plans in action. We've already started the consultation process and performed numerous, you know, complimentary consultations already since
yes.
Monday. So we're very, very excited. Let's talk a little bit more about your product line.
Sure.
I want to say personally, I've been taking your supplements. I am thrilled with them. As an instructor myself and teaching Zumba, it's a very high calorie expending exercise.
Yes.
And I'm wiped afterwards. And having switched my supplements to taking your protein shake, the mm-hmm. peanut butter cookie, ladies and gentlemen, is phenomenal.
Thank you.
And even with your Energize, I've actually experienced that. I have to say that my recovery the next day is not what it used to be. It's much better.
Good.
It's only been about 3 weeks, and I've already mm-hmm. seen the difference in how I feel in the morning after a day of teaching a hard class. So tell me more about the quality of each product.
Sure. Right now we have three different types of protein powder for different times of the day. We have protein that you can use immediately after you work out to enhance your recovery. We have protein that can be used with meals. So it's a blend of different fast and slow digesting proteins. It can also be used after you work out. And then I have a protein that's used specifically at night. It gives you drink it just before you go to bed. It allows you to maintain the muscle
that you're trying to build. That's a slow release, right?
It's a slow release. Mm-hmm. It releases over 5, 6, 7 hours.
Great.
What I looked at when I started this was that the market for the supplement market is growing rapidly, which means that as that happens, you get a lot of stuff on the shelves that isn't very good. I did a lot of research. 90-95% of what you see on the shelves when you go into a supplement store is not good stuff.
Right.
The ingredients list should not be a mile long. If you look at mine, it's 4 or 5 basic ingredients. All of our products, we naturally sweeten them. We're not using artificial sweeteners, nothing chemical.
Mm-hmm.
And I import my proteins, actually. One of the proteins comes from Germany, and the other one comes from New Zealand. Because their standards are so much higher there,
right,
you get product that is in its purest, most raw form. I mean, it makes a difference because your body understands the difference
mm-hmm.
between something that's good for you and something that's not. It's the difference between buying organic grass-fed meat or buying meat from a fast food restaurant.
Right,
your body understands the difference, and it's going to use it differently. And it's no different with protein powders or with the pre-workout product that I created.
I think one of the things that I love about it is that there is a very measurable difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say the brand that I was using before. I was using 2 brands before, and it's been off and on for about 17 years using the same product. And I'm surprised and thrilled at the difference of how I feel afterwards. And what it tells me is that this product is not only great for men, but it's also great for women.
Exactly.
So how do you think that women could benefit from taking these products?
Well, I think when women look at you see the ads in Shape magazine, all the fitness magazines now, and I think women are very hesitant about it. They still believe that the protein shakes are for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right,
you know,
right.
That's the image that was drilled into our heads for so long, and it's not the case. Protein powder is simply just protein
mm-hmm.
in powder form. That's all it is with great flavoring and great taste. Women, as you age, you need to make sure that your protein intake is adequate, and a trainer can help you figure out what that number is that you're aiming for every day. And protein powder's there. Most people don't eat enough. When we sit down, it's mind-blowing when we sit down with someone and say, what do you eat? Oh, I eat so much food. And then we look at it, and in reality, you're 1,000 calories under where you should be just mm-hmm. to maintain your body.
Right.
So we have to educate people. But women should not be scared of supplements. Today, it's 2013. Things that are on the shelves are meant for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be scared about using a protein powder. And if you have a question, ask. If you go into a store, if you come into the gym, just ask who's ever there about the product. But my line of products can be used for men and women. I don't have something that's specifically for guys, specifically for women yet.
Mm-hmm.
I do have blueprints for a lot of future products.
Oh, good to know. So, good to know. You heard it here first.
Right, exactly. but yeah, women, don't be scared.
Yeah.
You can use protein powder. You need to put protein into your body to maintain and build muscle. And that's another whole scary thing. When people hear, especially women, build muscle, they immediately think, oh my God, I'm going to look like a man. And, you know, look at you. You're in phenomenal shape.
Thank you.
You use protein powder.
I do.
You work out. You lift weights.
I need to. If I don't use proteins, supplements, and anything that I can get my hands on that has a good amount of calories, my body suffers mm-hmm. for it. And one of the things that has been a great reason for me to be at Westerly Fitness is that I saw that, again, here we go again with educating, you know, the members, men and women, on why weightlifting is so important to us,
mm-hmm.
why seeking supplementation is so important. Typically, you want to get your nutrients from food.
Yes.
However, we have to be extremely realistic at this time. Though it's 2013 and there are so many more things available to us, there are many more things available to us in bad form.
Exactly.
And that is basics with our food.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be so careful. And another thing that people really stress about is the fact that we know that the food is bad. We know that there are things being added to our foods. However, if we want the great food, it's more expensive. What I say to our club members and to anyone who asks me, it may be more expensive, but if you budget it out, if you plan it out with your family, if you plan a menu for the week, and your money that goes into your groceries is looked at as an investment into your family,
yes,
you'll see that other bills go down. including how much money you spend out in fast food restaurants, yep. how much money you spend on lunches, on breakfast, on things. My husband and I went over this yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, I have spent probably about $400 in groceries in the last 2.5 weeks of good food. Well, there's three of us. And there's lunches and there's meals and there's all my protein that I need. But we are spending actually over $150 less because we're not eating out.
Good.
We are doing breakfast at home. We are doing lunches, bag lunches, including my son, who no longer takes hot lunch. Now he brings his own lunch.
Good.
So these are things that we can all do and we can teach our club members to do.
Absolutely.
And look at our nutrition intake, because that's going to help us to translate what we educate them on in the gym floor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the most important things that I think that we're doing at the gym. And before we go on the bottom of the first hour, I want to ask you quickly, what do you look for in a club member? What is your expectation of the club member? Because I know what they expect of us,
mm-hmm.
but what do we expect of them?
I want, when someone walks through the door, I want the club member to be, I want to help them become confident in themselves. But I expect them to come in and just put the effort in. I mean, that's what you're there for, and we want to help you do that. What I've noticed about the members at this gym is there's no nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
They're all very friendly. They're excited to be there, but they come in, they go into the locker room, they get changed, they come out, they lift their weights, and they go home.
Mm-hmm.
There's no nonsense. There's no standing around talking. They're not hogging machines. They do what they got to do to get the results they want, and they leave. And I think that that's important. You have to keep them moving along like that. So all I expect of the members that you come in, if you have a question, ask us. Don't hesitate and just do your work. You know, it's no different than any other time in your life. Come in, work hard, and you'll get the results you want.
Yep. Work hard, play hard.
Yep,
absolutely.
Exactly.
That's what we're looking for. We want our club members to know that there are so many programs coming up with Westerly Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and the trainers that he's brought in have really created a great team with all of us. And there's a lot of excitement going on about what we're about to embark on. We're going to talk about a couple things coming up soon. But for the moment, what I want to say to our club members is we have a great rate for all of you. We have the means to educate you and to help you to realize what you want to accomplish and to help you to make a plan so that you can achieve seeable and attainable results. That's important to help you to be realistic with your goals so that you can meet each goal at each specific time and know that it didn't take you an extreme workout to get there. Our goal is to help you to change into a healthy and fit lifestyle. We're not about a quick weight loss. We're not about quick results. We're about helping you to maintain the lifestyle that you need so that you can go on into your later years with a great quality of life. We have a lot to talk about when we come up after the first break. And one of the things that we're going to go over is our group class schedule.
Yes.
Group classes are extremely important to a gym, and we have been going back a little bit because the low season came into the gym, and you know, we are in New England, and sometimes it becomes seasonal for a lot of gyms in our areas because everyone wants to get outside, they want to go to the beach. What we want to teach our members is that take the time and be with your families, go out and do the things that you want to do, but never forget about the basic foundation of your workout that you can't let go of.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're away for the summer, 3 times a week, a little bit of weightlifting, a tiny bit of cardio will help you to come back in September after your break full force without starting over from scratch. And that's really, really important. Also coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about future plans. We have an expansion coming on to the gym. We're, again, and I'm going to say it over and over again, how excited I am because I am so excited about this expansion, something that we've been talking about for months at the gym and just wasn't the right time, that the right people weren't brought together. And now that it's all coming together, there's so much more that's going to happen, not only for our benefit to give us more motivation to help the community of Westerly, but for our club members. They'll have a lot more to do, a lot more options for their workouts, and more motivation to keep it going instead of starting strong and then ending with a thud and stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, really important. We want to also talk about the Fall Festival. Fall Festival is this weekend at Musquamicket Beach. On Sunday, the last day of Fall Festival, we have been given a great opportunity by The Buzz to open up the live entertainment portion. So Westerly Fitness Zumba will be opening up the festivities on Sunday the 15th from 12 to 12:30. We want all Zumbaistas, as I call them, to come out and dance with us. Wear your Zumba gear. Wear your colors proud with Zumba and come and join us and have a great, great time. So that's what's coming up in the next half hour. We will be back then. See you soon.
Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination, is doing it again. It's the September Spectacular at Central Auto Group, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. We did it in June and August. This time, we're giving you the choice. Get $6,000 for your trade on select models or 0% financing on any new vehicle in stock. That's right. Central Auto Group is exploding with inventory. Over 600 vehicles, hundreds of certified pre-owned. Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen. We always meet the competitors' price or give you $2,000. The award-winning sales staff will assist you in all of your purchase needs. We are making it so easy this month. Your choice, $6,000 for your trade or 0% financing. It's a no-brainer. Only at Central Auto Group. Open 7 days. Central Auto Group, CT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014.
$6,000 trade, select vehicles. 0% financing available on vehicles for 60 months. Customer must pay MSRP, all rebates to dealer. Must be approved for 0%. See dealer details.
Central Auto Group.
At Westerly Hospital, all of our specialists specialize in one thing, you. From wellness checks to advanced procedures, we perform a wide range of expert medical and surgical services in a comfortable setting. And now, more than ever, we are committed to providing our community with the level of family-centered, compassionate care you deserve. You don't have to go the distance for expert care, because Westerly Hospital is still right here, close to home, where it should be. Visit us at westerlyhospital.org.
The historic Stagecoach House Inn is the perfect place to get away from it all. Located just a half hour from the beaches, the Stagecoach House Inn blends the ambiance from the past with the comforts of today. Whether you're in town for the beach, a romantic evening, or just want to get away from the hustle and bustle of your busy life, the Stagecoach House Inn is the perfect place. Our own Chris DePaula has been to the Stagecoach House Inn. Here's what he has to say about it.
I could not believe that I was only 10 minutes away from my house in Westerly, just overlooking the water, surrounded by the trees on the beautiful deck, and then I walked inside the room, very spacious, and a jacuzzi. You can't beat the Stagecoach House. I'm telling you, if you want to get away and enjoy a perfect vacation without the expense of traveling far, the Stagecoach House is the perfect place to go.
This cozy inn is located on the river at 1136 Main Street in Richmond, exit 3B off 95. Stop in for a brochure or a tour. Call 401-539-9600 or visit stagecoachhouse.com for more info. Find specials on Facebook.
When you make your reservations, if you say Rhode Island rocks, you'll get a free bottle of wine.
Cleanliness and safety. That's what you'll get from the new North End Suds, nestled in Westerly's historic North End, 39 Pierce Street. When you walk in, you'll notice this isn't your run-of-the-mill laundromat. Let's start with cleanliness. North End staff keeps the environment as clean and spotless as you would like your clothes. And they have new state-of-the-art machines. North End Suds is safe with multiple 24-hour surveillance cameras and full-time staff. Your laundry and you are completely protected. No time to do your own laundry? North End Suds staff goes above and beyond with wash and fold and even does dry cleaning. If you would rather do it yourself, North End Suds provides free Wi-Fi, televisions, music, magazines, snacks, air conditioning, and they even have an ATM. Get a virtual tour at northendsuds.com. Call 401-348-7087. Or just stop by to experience their extraordinary atmosphere and service for yourself. North End Suds in Westerly's historic North End, 39 Pierce Street. Find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Mostly sunny today. It'll be warm. Today's high near 80. Showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight with some patchy fog and a mostly cloudy, uncomfortable night. Tonight's low 67. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Tomorrow's high near 80. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night as the cold front begins to click through. Cloudy skies tomorrow night's low around 60. From the WBLQ Weather Center, I'm Rick Edwards.
Hello. Your approved with 0% financing at Michael Kia with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. That's a long time. The award-winning Kia Sorento is big on features, and you can drive it for $47 a week. Can we say hello? Everyone's approved at Michael Kia. Good credit? We've got 0%. Bad credit? No credit? We'll give you a break. Have an extra car and want fast cash? Michael Kia will pay you top dollar for your car, even if you don't buy a new car from them. It's time to say hello, Connecticut, at Michael Kia. New Kias with 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties. A ton of pre-owned cars. Hyundais, Chevys, Hondas, and more. Even Highline cars. So what are you waiting for? Call Michael Kia. 860-449-1242 and say hello. Michael Kia, Route 12 in Groton, 860-449-1242. Hello. Michael Kia.
We're back. Welcome back to Westerly Commits to Health here on WBLQ AM 1230. My name is Annabelle Montalbano, and I am your host today and every Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on this station. And I want to welcome back Mike Volpe, Westerly Fitness new owner. Right before the break, we were talking a little bit about different things that are coming up with Westerly Fitness. And the first thing that I want to talk about on the second half hour is the plans for expansion.
Sure.
Let's talk about those.
Yeah, it's exciting. When I originally walked through the gym, I said, all right, this is a pretty good size. What do they have? I made a checklist. What don't they have? And I said, can I do what I want to do with this gym and be able to offer the members what they want within the walls of the gym currently? And the answer is yes, I kind of could, but it would be very cramped in there. So I spoke to the former owner, and there's 1,600 square feet of additional space on one side of the gym. So they're preparing that now, getting it up to code. So the gym's going to expand and be 1,600 square feet bigger. And inside that room will be all the machines the guys have been asking for, the plate-loaded machines, heavier dumbbells, barbells, the bumper plates so you can do deadlifts and all the heavy lifts without making a lot of noise. And what I wanted to create was a room where the guys and girls could go in, do the lifting that they want to do, and not disrupt the people on the other side of the gym. Because sometimes, especially for people who have never worked out before, you come into a gym and it can be very intimidating.
Right, yeah.
You see guys walking around who do have big muscles and they immediately get concerned, they get scared, and they don't want to come to the gym. So I don't want to say I'm shoving those guys in a back room, but I'm kind of shoving those guys in a back room.
Yeah.
But it's going to be everything that they've been asking for. More racks, more benches, heavier dumbbells. I'm looking to go up anywhere from up to 130 to 150 pound dumbbells. Like, I'm going to create the gym that I want to work out in, because I think that the people around here are looking for that as well.
Yeah, so
the guys are looking for certain machines and certain weights, and I'm going to give those to them. And I know the girls are looking for more things, more cycling classes, more group exercise classes, and we're going to give them the classes that they've been asking for as well.
Yeah, one of the things that is exciting for me, and there's just so many things that I've actually had to take a step back and say, okay, let's look at everything that is happening right now, how we're going to put everything out to the club members and to the public, and how we're going to execute all of these things.
Right.
And I think I'm most excited about the fact that I know that it's going to happen.
It is.
That there is an organization to it. There is a plan for it of when we start, when we hit the middle, and when we hit the end, where we can say to our club members, this is who we are now. Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, as a woman and as someone who is extremely dedicated to weightlifting, having an extra room that gives me personally more options. And again, like you said, it's where I want to work out in. This is the kind of place that we want to build for our club members. I'm very thrilled for that, because every now and then, you know, as an employee, as someone who is so public with the club members, it's difficult for me sometimes to get my workout in, you know, because I want to make sure that everyone around me is doing well. So sometimes I kind of forget about myself. and start dealing with the club members. And then I go home and I realize, you know, in order for me to keep doing this, I have to keep working out too.
Exactly.
So having a separate room is going to give me, and I think the trainers, you know, an opportunity to really hone in on some new skills together. Mm-hmm. And maybe come up with some new routines and some new classes for people in a boot camp, CrossFit kind of thing. And that'll be even more beneficial for our club members. So as far as group classes are concerned, where do you see that going? I know we're you're looking to add more.
Yeah.
But what is your feel on the kind of classes that we're going to be bringing back
in? The classes need to be effective. I've worked in gyms, and I've seen women over the course of a year go into a class. They take three, four classes a week. They come out, and a year later, they're still looking the same.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is that happening? Where is the downfall in this? Is it their diet? Is it the instructor? Is it just the type of class? So I've been looking at classes that are offered all throughout the country, trying to figure out what are the most effective classes, and can we get an instructor who can teach them effectively? And I think we can. I just want to build the Group X classes and the cycling classes up to a point where there's three, four classes every morning. There's three or four classes every night. The weekends are just class after class after class. And one of the biggest concerns, and I'll address it right now, is I have had people come up to me for the last week and a half saying, please do not schedule a group exercise class next to, or a spin class rather, next to a yoga. And my goal is to never have that happen.
Yeah.
So I can promise the yoga people that you're not going to hear the thud and the beat of the spin music next door. We're going to schedule it so that doesn't happen. So everybody can be calm and relaxed during a class that's meant to keep you
Absolutely.
Calm and relaxed.
I think they're going to be thrilled.
They will be. That was a concern I've had no matter where I worked. And I'm like, why can't we just schedule this so it works? And now I have the opportunity to do that.
I think having an expansion, too, gives us more flexibility. Say, if we have to have a really cardio-thumping boot camp, and we have the space for it in the new room in the expansion, then that eliminates an issue there as well.
Yes.
And we can have classes, maybe one class over there. We can have one that gets along well. Like Zumba and spin get along well together because we both thump like crazy.
Yes.
So there's really not an issue. And sometimes we hear them thumping and we are like, they must be having so much fun. They hear us and it's vice versa. That works well together because it's probably the equal kind of energy that is flowing through there.
Mm-hmm. Everybody just needs to work together.
Absolutely.
And ideally, I'd like to see us having a class going on in the group exercise room, a cycling class going on in that room, and then a TRX class going on.
Great.
And at the same time, the trainers are doing small group training with people where maybe they're just, I'd like to say, CrossFit style workouts where it's a small group. You're using exercises like deadlifts and power lifts in a safe way. You know, so you've got all these different things all happening simultaneously.
In a supervised environment.
Exactly.
That's crucial. One of the things that we see in most every gym, and this goes back to talking about us wanting our club members to not just be a number or just someone who signed up, but someone who has a plan and we help them achieve and set goals for that plan, is when you're doing these classes that, again, the instructor is versed enough into this kind of program that they can help people and not get a workout for themselves, but help people demonstrate and help people to execute their form better.
Yes.
And when you have a small group, like say 4 to 5 people, and you're doing a small group training, it's so effective.
It is.
And I want our club members and listeners to know that if you have a group of friends and you motivate one another by working out together, we're the perfect place for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have the staff available. We have the trainers with knowledge and experience. They can put small groups together and you can sit down and start with a plan with nutritional guidance, with guidance on how to manage your time, and also on guidance on how to execute your exercises together. And it's a bonus having a group like that because you give each other support, it's more result driven, and you achieve results better. But we're also going to teach you how to work out if that group is not available for you. Because the goal is to get you to understand the value that you hold as a person so that you realize how important fitness is for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a group, big bonus.
Yeah.
Big, big bonus.
The other great thing we have too is if our class schedules don't work for you because you have an abnormal schedule, we do have on-demand classes. So it's a touchscreen kiosk right outside of the room. You can scroll through, pick any type of class that you can imagine. A screen drops down, the projector plays it onto the screen. It's kind of like doing P90X or Insanity workouts. Instead of doing it at home on your TV screen, you're in the gym, in the exercise room, doing it in there. And you, of course, can coordinate with your friends, all show up on a Sunday morning or a Saturday afternoon, and just do a class together that way as well.
Yeah, and then you have the added bonus that you can do your cardio class or strength training class. Now, mind you, these classes come in easy, standard, and advanced.
Right.
So there's a beginner level for everyone, and if you're a little beyond beginner, you can go into a more advanced until you evolve and go into further classes. You can finish that class and then go in the gym and get your weight workout. You can get even more cardio.
Yep.
You can do flexibility classes on Fitness on Demand and then end your workout or vice versa out in the gym. So there's many, many options for you.
Yep.
One of the things that I really want to go over is our website.
Sure.
What's coming up with the website?
I have a friend of mine who he's a school teacher. He teaches graphic design. He does Photoshop, Illustrator, video work. He's going to be working on our website. As soon as I can get him access to the website, he's going to be on top of that. Because I said, he asked me, what's the first thing that's got to get done? I said, that website needs to be overhauled. If you want to get an idea of what he does, you can go to the website. One of the websites he created is thegeekgeneration.com. He runs a pod. Actually, him and I both do a podcast every week. You can listen to it on the website. But you can see what he does, the kind of content that's available. And our plan is to offer an unbelievable amount of content on the website, not just the Group X schedule, not just info on the gym, but to have integrated YouTube videos into it with cooking demonstrations using protein powders or like high protein peanut butters that we brought in. Instructional videos, grab some of the trainers, bring in some of the fitness models that I know and film some stuff inside the gym demonstrating how to do exercises, putting together little workout routines that can go on the website. So we want to make sure that the website is a very useful tool for the members
very
and interactive. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you go to that website, get a look at what he does, and that's just going to be the beginning. He's got grand plans for the website as well.
That's fantastic. We were very excited about that. And we can tie that into so many different things, including the show. And even more important is the fact that we can connect some of our sponsors.
Absolutely.
To this website. And for those of you that are not aware, Westerly Fitness does offer opportunities to the local community, to mm-hmm. business owners, or to specific people that work in specific businesses. There's an opportunity to place some advertising and sponsorship within the walls of Westerly Fitness and become even more integrated into the community. And there's more information to follow with that on next Wednesday's show. We'll have mm-hmm. a better idea of where our sponsorships are headed, and I'll be more than happy to bring that information out to you and anyone that's interested. And then, of course, we have our Facebook page.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about our Facebook page.
Yeah. Well, there's a few of them.
Let's clear the confusion.
Yeah. Apparently, when I searched for Westerly Fitness on Facebook, I think there were three pages. Mm-hmm. You're looking for the one that has 240-ish
yes.
likes. The Facebook page, same thing. We'll be integrating, you know, videos into it and pictures and everything that we can do. I want to work with the trainers to have them put out daily workouts, nutritional tips, because that's what social media has become. It's a tool to stay connected with people, but also to learn. So the Facebook page is just as important as the website is. We can list every day our classes that are available. So that's what's going to happen with the Facebook page. It just needs to continue to evolve and become a tool that's useful to people.
So for those of you that don't know, it is facebook.com/Westerly Fitness. And we want to make sure that you get on the right page, because when the gym first opened, there's a lot of trial and error. And unfortunately, when people leave the employment, they take their passwords with them.
Unfortunately,
you know,
yeah.
So we have several issues with our Facebook page in that we're not able to merge these accounts together. So we do really ask that you go on to facebook.com/Westerly Fitness and like our page, or, you know, friend us and, you know, get some more information. Currently, we post our daily classes, a little motivational message or quote every day. And as Mike said, as time goes on, we are going to be having more information output on the Facebook page as well as the website. One of the things that I want to talk about is the future of this show and what the format is going to be. And again, having Mike on the first show just was a no-brainer. It had to be what we do
because
this is where we're starting. It's a rebirth of Westerly Fitness, and we might as well bring the new leader in. It's important so that the public gets to know him and our club members too. The format of the show is going to be the first half hour. We're going to do an interview with a local guest, and if you have any suggestions to guests that you want to hear on the show, everything related to fitness and health, anything and everything, nothing is off topic, as long as, you know, we don't have to use censorship. So let's, you know, keep mind of that. And we'll have a guest come on. So if you have any idea or suggestions, please, you can email me at annabelle@westerlyfitness.com. That's A-N-A-B-E-L at westerlyfitness.com. Please email me suggestions or questions on topics that you'd like to hear discussed, on guests that you'd like to have us bring on board, and anything that you feel may be beneficial to the public to hear about health and fitness. Do you have a personal story? We are going to be also collaborating with our editorial that we post with Westerly Life Magazine. For those of you that don't know, Westerly Life Magazine is a product that is put out by Hebu, who owns Yellow Book. And we are fortunate to be the fitness and health contributors of this magazine. So every month, the first weekend of the month, people that get Yellow Book get delivered to their homes this great new magazine, and they can read our two-page article on things that are happening with our club members and just tips for fitness and for your healthy lifestyles. And one of the great guests that we're going to have come on board in the next coming weeks is the subject of our last editorial in Westerly Life Magazine, one of our club members, Michelle Samataro, who had at time of the article lost 50 pounds, but she is down actually now 57 pounds.
Congratulations.
And it's a wonderful story. Michelle has been a great inspiration, and she has been extremely courageous in allowing me to publish all her personal information for everyone to read. But as I told Michelle, and I tell everyone that I'm looking to bring on the show, your story is important because there are others out there who will see themselves in you. And hopefully that will spark an inspirational moment that they'll want to do something about their current state of physical being and make a run to us and see how we can help them. Also, we are dealing with a lot of club members graduating from physical therapy. So what I say to you out there, if you have graduated from physical therapy, from any condition that you may have experienced, whether it's any bypass surgeries related, anything related to heart, anything related to muscles or joints that had to be reset or operated on, or you have injuries, once you graduate from physical therapy, you want to maintain those exercises. And we are more than happy to look over the sheets that you have been given by your physical therapist and see how we can help you to continue these exercises and work your way to an even better state of being. We know that insurance covers only a specific amount of physical therapy, and you're not always able to finish what you should finish. So we are more than happy to look at that with you and work along with your doctor as a partner. So please, you can reach us at 401-315-0115. That's our phone number. Again, it's 401-315-0115. We are located 231 High Street here in Westerly, and that's at the top of the hill of High Street,
yes,
right in the building with Serpro and next to Turco Veterinary Hospital. Let's talk a little bit about some of the extra products that you're bringing up.
Sure.
I really want to talk about that peanut butter.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that peanut butter.
I think supporting local business is important. I became friendly with a woman named Norma. She created Go Nuts Company. They're located in Warwick. What she did was she gets peanuts and almonds, grinds them up. She has an almond butter and a peanut butter. Right now, we're offering just the peanut butter, but she grinds them up herself. She adds protein powder to it, some flaxseed oil, and creates a protein powder that is just light years beyond normal peanut butter.
That's awesome.
So you're looking at about 14 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber. So it's high fiber, high protein, and it's got a healthy amount of fat. It's about 10 grams of fat. But she's got some amazing flavors, dark chocolate mint, chocolate. The maple is unbelievable. She uses real maple syrup in there. And then there's just the regular plain peanut butter. But you can take, anytime you use peanut butter, you can use this as a substitute. You can put it on celery. You can add it to a protein shake. Adds a little more calories to what you're eating, which is good for you. More calories does not always mean bad.
Bad thing.
Right.
Yeah.
The peanut butter is unbelievable. We're going to be adding, you know, the things that guys are looking for, as, and the girls, multivitamins, fish oils. I'm looking for organic forms of those, so I'm contacting other companies. Branched chain amino acid products to help maintain your muscle mass. And we're going to be adding, you know, for the guys who want to put on size, some weight gainers. What I want to do is offer some kind of like a mini nutritional store within the gym. So
That's
I'll be
great.
Educating the staff on all the products there, and so they can help the members when they have questions. But we're not going to oversaturate the gym with supplements. We're going to offer one or two lines of high quality products that are actually good for you. But I want to offer the members the basics, the foundation of what actually works, not products that don't work.
That's really great for us to know as staff members, because we're always looking for something to recommend to our club members. And one of the things that is probably most difficult, specifically for the women to accept, and I'm glad you brought up the point, is that calories are not bad,
right?
Is that you actually have to eat to lose weight. And that, I'm not really sure where that even started decades ago.
What happens is there's a difference between weight loss and fat loss.
Right.
And it's those lines have been blurred and nobody understands anymore. Yeah, you jump on the scale and you could be down 10 pounds, but how much of that 10 pounds was fat and how much muscle mass did
right.
you lose? That's where, again, sitting down with a trainer is vital, because he can show you what you need to eat, when you need to eat it, and how much you need to eat in order to maintain your muscle
right.
and create that the body and the physique that you've always wanted. So calories do not equal necessarily more body fat.
Exactly. That's, I think it's one of the most crucial pieces of information that we can teach our club members, because it's extremely important for them to realize that as they're working out, and like you said, people in our gym, they actually come to work out.
They do.
It's phenomenal to see. But a lot of them say, like, I'm stuck. I'm at a plateau.
Right.
And then I ask for a few days of nutritional journaling so that I can see. And I'm like, oh my God, you're not eating enough. Well, what do you mean I'm not eating enough? And then we go into a whole educational moment.
Yep.
And it's created a lot of aha moments
yeah.
with our club members. And the fact that we are probably the only gym within a huge distance of where we are that actually takes the time to educate each and every single club member on what will be more effective for them in order to become healthy and fit
yeah.
people. That boggles my mind, but it also makes me extremely proud
that
definitely. We take that moment and we actually do this. And that is why I can think at the top of my head 10 people that have achieved crazy great results without going through extreme dieting or
right.
through massive amounts of cardio,
yeah.
all with weightlifting involved.
Yeah, that it's unbelievable. And we're going to spotlight those people. That Facebook page, the website, to circle back around, we're going to work on, you know, giving those people like a mini photo shoot when the gym, you know, on their own time when they're ready,
right.
but to spotlight them and have before and after pictures and transformation stories. So we, you know, you work hard and you should be praised for that.
Absolutely.
And that's something we're going to work on doing
yeah.
as well.
And showing your results is an amazing way for others to see, maybe that could be me. But within showing those results, having their story
yeah.
is so great, because that story will lead someone else to say, that's how I think, that's how I feel, that's what I'm going through right now. And if this person has taken these steps and they're being patient enough with themselves to complete the process, then I can do that too.
Yep.
We're going to be, there's a club member that we're going to be following from start to finish. And I'm not going to say who she is right now, because I want to make sure we get it all signed, you know, but she bravely has allowed me the opportunity to make her journey public. Before picture starting right now, the entire process, every month I'm going to be doing a little highlight on her in Westerly Life magazine, just to let the viewers know where she's headed and how she's doing at this point, so that you can all see how you can put yourselves into that position and hopefully make that move to come to Westerly Fitness and let us help you to become a healthier and happier you. That's a definite goal
Great.
That we have. And personally, as you know, wellness coordinator, really focusing on the wellness of our patrons has given me so much more inspiration to continue to do more, and having everything in such a great timing.
Yeah.
You know, there was Labor Day. You came on board. Yep. The new show started, you know, this week. Everything is happening at a new and fast pace, but also at the right pace.
Exactly.
I feel the timing is just perfect.
Yeah, the timing is perfect. So yeah, we're heading into the busiest time of the year for fitness. So it's a good time to get everything up and running and, you know, iron out all the kinks and make sure that come, you know, January 1st, everything is fully operational, running at full steam, so that we can help everybody the way that we need to.
Well, we're extremely excited, and I'm looking forward to each and every single day working at the gym, where even in the past 6 months, it's been an incredible journey meeting people and getting to know our club members. We have some amazing people with us, and hopefully we'll get to tell stories of each of these people coming up within the next few months. We are coming to the top of the hour, and we just have a couple minutes left. I want to take this opportunity to thank you, Michael.
Thank you
for coming to the show and helping us kick it off. Thank you for coming in as the new owner and the new leader. We're very excited to work with you. I see nothing but positive things coming in the future, and I'm thrilled to be a part of it. Thank you again to Chris DePaula for giving us an opportunity to be on WBLQ AM 1230 and having our own show, which was a big surprise when he offered us the opportunity. So I want to thank him for that. And also, again, remind everyone that Fall Festival, the last day of Fall Festival, Sunday the 15th, we are opening up the live entertainment portion of the festivities.
BuzzFest.
12 to 12:30, BuzzFest. As Chris just
he just
running
burst through the door
like a little bomb.
It almost
there.
Came right off the hinges.
Wow.
That was amazing.
So let me correct that. BuzzFest. So I want to thank everyone again, and let's give a quick reminder. Join us at BuzzFest on the 15th of this month. 12 to 12:30 is our Zumba demonstration. We're going to kick it off with a great alternative rock song and keep going with some Zumba. So I'm inviting all the Zumbaistas, come out and dance with us. If anyone is brave enough to come on stage, please email me at annabelle@westerlyfitness.com and tell me that you're interested, and we'll see about getting you on stage with me. So thank you again. I want everyone to have a wonderful day, and see us here again, or hear us here again next Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WBLQ AM 1230. Thank you, and have a very healthy day.